Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we are forming words from root words. So here's what happens. I'm going to give you four relatively basic words. They're going to be adjectives, nouns or verbs, and you have to try and make them into other words related to that word. So for example, if I say the word likely, the adjective likely, then what can we do to this word to change it into a noun? Well, the noun of likely is likelihood. Can we make it a negative adjective? Well, if likely is positive, then the negative of that is unlikely. So that's what you have to do. You have to try and form as many words as possible from the root words that I give you. I suggest if you don't already have one, you should get a pen and maybe some paper. Or maybe you have a computer in front of you. And when I say the words, write them down and then pause the podcast when I say so and write as many words as you can. So here are your four words. The first word is an adjective, free. Free. Number two is another adjective, real. Real. The third one is a noun, star, star. And the last one is a verb. It is to imagine, imagine. So pause the podcast and try and find as many words as possible which are related to those four words. Okay, so hopefully you've written some words down. Let's see if your words match my words. And maybe you've got one or two words that I don't have. That doesn't mean they're wrong, it just means that I didn't get them. So, the first one, free. Well, I've said this is an adjective, as in to be free, but it could also be a verb. So, I'll give you a point if you wrote down the verb, to free, as in I managed to free myself. And then the past participle of free is freed. And we can always use this in a passive sense, to be freed. This is a passive verb, so you could say something like, Nelson Mandela was freed, da-da-da-da-da, and so on. A noun, freedom, freedom. And what's the negative of free? It is unfree. And finally, you can also have an adverb, freely. So for example, just talk freely about something. Okay, so that's free. Next, real. So I've got quite a lot for this one. I've got some nouns. Realism. Realism. Realist. So a person who thinks in a real way about real things is realist. Reality, another noun. And then some adjectives. Realistic. Unrealistic. And then some adverbs, realistically, unrealistically. Okay, next, star. So here we have a noun, a star, for example, but it could also be a verb, to star. So you could say Leonardo DiCaprio stars in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, to star. And the noun, stardom, to reach stardom, potentially means to become a star. And the last one, starry. Starry. You could describe the cast of a movie as being a starry cast. It has Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt and Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. It is a starry cast because there are lots of stars in it. And the last word is a verb, to imagine. Let's have a look at a noun, imagination. Imagination. and some adjectives, imaginative or unimaginative is the opposite, unimaginative. And because we have these adjectives, we can also have adverbs, imaginatively or unimaginatively. So how many of those did you manage to find? Well done if you got a few of those or all of those. Hopefully this is a really good way of expanding your vocabulary. So that's all for this podcast. I hope it was helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then please do let me know. I always like hearing from listeners. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.